Last week, the commercial online service CompuServe announced that German authorities had warned that certain internet sites made available by CompuServe violated German pornography laws. CompuServe then blocked all of its users around the world from gaining access to more than 200 sex-oriented discussion groups. The company said the measure was temporary, while it looked for a software fix that would block out only German users. Today, CompuServe announced it is very close to just such a solution. NPR's John McChesney reports now from San Francisco.
CompuServe announced that it would reopen access to the 200 sexually oriented internet forums to all but its German customers by the end of this month. The company said it's working on a way to prevent Germans from accessing the news groups while continuing to give access to customers in the rest of the world. The public prosecutor in Munich, meanwhile, says his office did not order a ban or provide CompuServe with a list of sites to be banned. CompuServe insists that the German government did provide the company with a list of sites to ban. Right now, with service in over 140 countries, CompuServe has a broader international reach than the other commercial online services like America Online. But AOL will soon be offering service in Europe, and the fear amongst internet free speech advocates is that other countries will soon find political reasons to block access to certain sites on the internet. Denise Caruso writes a column on the internet for the New York Times.
The alt.sex news groups are only indicative of the other things that you can block off of the internet. It would be a pity to see other countries start to block political discussion because they didn't agree with it or they thought that somehow it was traitorous. And that's what I'm afraid of happening here, is more and more countries will see that they have an opportunity to block information from the internet from their citizens.
But even the most ardent proponents of internet free speech sometimes find it difficult to defend some of the images made available on the so-called alt.binaries news groups. Disturbing images of bestiality and sexual images of children can be found on some of these news groups. But the fear is that surgically precise censorship is not possible and that serious discussion groups will get swept aside by the clumsy tools of government. Again, Denise Caruso.
There are a lot of alt-dot news groups that deal with gay people getting together and talking about what it's like to be gay in the society. And it's been a lifeline for a lot of kids who discovered that they were gay, and it was the only, you know, hope that they had that they weren't crazy. And, you know, there's discussions about safe sex. There's discussions about Planned Parenthood. There's discussions about lots of things that just because of the nature of the discussion, they can get grouped into the alt-dot porn news groups, and then you start getting into the area where are you stopping people from talking about issues that are important to the society and are not pornographic.
Some gay groups have vigorously protested the CompuServe move. What's not clear in all of this is whether a country can really effectively ban access to certain internet sites. Many in the internet community have been quick to say that a network designed to survive nuclear war will be impossible to censor. In the German case, for example, CompuServe has removed access to certain groups inside its service. But German computer users can still use CompuServe's internet access software to hop on the net and go around CompuServe to reach those banned sites. But in the wake of the German case, and with internet censorship legislation moving surely through the U.S. Congress, bold statements concerning the censor-proof nature of the internet are being heard less and less. In San Francisco, I'm John McChesney reporting.